Tantor Audio presents Alan Klein, the man who bailed out the Beatles, made the Stones, and transformed rock and roll, by Fred Goodman, narrated by Mike Chamberlain. The devil is a spirit that is neither good nor evil. He is considered to be the guardian of most of the secrets that are accessible to human beings, and to have strength and power over material things. Since he is a fallen angel, he is identified with the human race, and he is always ready to make deals and exchange favors. Paulo Coelho, The Pilgrimage. Now he worships at an altar of a stagnant pool, and when he sees his reflection, he's fulfilled. For man is opposed to fair play. He wants it all, and he wants it his way. Bob Dylan, License to Kill. Prologue, London, August 1969. Everyone in the world wants to be a Beatle. Everyone, perhaps, except the Beatles. Their musical and cultural impact is nearly unimaginable and unlikely to be duplicated soon. Not merely famous and successful, the Beatles have transcended music and caused listeners around the world to take a fresh look at their own possibilities and expectations. For that, they are adored. Not in the manner of pop or film stars, but as saints, the fathers of nations, or any unspoiled signs of hope and possibility are adored. But while they may be a light to the world, the Beatles are also a deeply troubled business.